My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. We're out at the Elm Park headquarters of the Detroit Lions. Practice starts in about an hour and 15 minutes. Guys will start trickling out soon, and we'll check in and tell you what we see when they do take the field. Dan Miller will join us at 1 o'clock, the play-by-play voice of the Detroit Lions. So stuff to look forward to. Leading you up to 2 o'clock here on 97 on the ticket. Streaming live on twitch.tv and youtube.com. Streaming with the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today.
Look at these blocking dummies in front of us. You know, some of them have arms. Some of them even look like they have heads. They look funny to you.
The right there, those?
Yeah, the blue ones in front of us that we have, I think you've got the camera on.
I mean, yeah, they're a typical football. I just picture them getting slapped down by Aiden Hutchinson, you know.
They look like backup singers for Katy Perry. Is that Left Shark? I mean, seriously.
Well, they lack in mobility. And they've been out here all morning. They haven't done much. So I'm not impressed.
Well, they're holding the pose. They're voguing right now. It's not doing very well with that. I just thought it was interesting.
These things that get abused by defensive linemen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got some that are on the bases are like kind of like a giant weeble. They wobble, but they don't fall down.
Yep.
And then the other ones with the arms sticking out, those are with tire bases.
Yep, they got a tire.
So they gotta stay a little more stationary.
Why don't you go smack one of those things to the ground right now?
You want me to?
Yeah. You really gonna? I hope you get on Twitch or YouTube.com and go see this. You gonna do it? Security's not here. He's gonna get yelled at. He's so gonna get busted. Gator's walking himself out there to check these things out. He's making his way towards the tackling dummies. Kang, are you watching this?
I just flipped it on. This looks, I don't know if this is creepy or not, watching Gator walk away.
That's a little unauthorized what he's doing.
It's like CCTV.
And is it?
He looks suspicious, by the way. He's got his hands in his pockets. You can tell he's trying to do something. Yeah. Oh, just punched
it. Here come the cops.
Yep. Hustle back.
You better hurry. The alarms have gone off. The cops are coming to get you, my man. He wandered onto the practice field. Big mistake. Big mistake, my man.
You know, I shouldn't have done that.
I'll be finishing the show alone. Oh, that was hysterical. The timing of that.
A little club. Just a club.
Yeah.
It was a light club. I didn't really like lean into it.
No, you didn't.
Didn't show technique.
Well, maybe we'll get one of the coaches over here who can give you the proper technique on this a little bit later on. We've asked people because Kang has gone next level devotion to Sione Vaki.
This guy's totally kidding me.
Yeah, here comes security. just a reminder who's boss. Security.
right.
Kang's gone next level devotion with Sione Vaki. He thinks he's going to be a star. I felt that way about Jack Campbell. Your guy is Nathan Carter at Michigan State. We're including Spartans, Wolverines, Eastern, Western, Central. Feedback coming in. He's a mild star already, but Brian Branch, Very underrated, in my opinion. He's a game changer. That's from Bradley.
Yeah, Brian Branch is an exciting player.
It won't be a surprise. No, it won't be a surprise. And, you know, he's been dealing with injuries. He had the foot in a boot and then I think a shoulder. So hopefully he'll be okay. They don't seem to be too concerned. Next up, I'm with Kang on Vaki. I can see him replacing Montgomery down the road. Here's one I wasn't expecting. Tom and Novi says, Jalen Buckley, running back, Western Michigan.
There you go.
He's a stud. I like this one. I stopped predicting success of players after Boss Bailey. I thought that dude was going to be a beast. It just shows I would never make it as a scout. That's from Newt in Westland.
Well, you are not alone when it came to Boss Bailey. Yep. And I remember as Lions fans, we got pretty excited that they were able to get Boss Bailey when they did. See, it's top of the second round that he was available to them. That was going to be a fun pick because he had the size. He had speed. Like, he was so fast as a linebacker.
Yep.
But just not NFL caliber. Good college player. Not so much in the NFL.
Next one here. Ennis Rakestra is going to be a top 10 corner of all time, barring injury. He's been all over receivers all camp.
Look at that. Over Terry and Arnold.
I mean.
I hope so. Hey, look, it might be a little much saying of all time. But I was thinking of both of those rookie corners here this year. I don't think, like the hype that they're getting and everybody's saying they look really good in camp and all this. Do you remember hearing any of that before for Okuda in training camp?
No. I like the pick. And I got a sense early on in that. And I'm owning the L on that for sure. I did like the pick, but early on I was reminding, hey, man, take time with corners. It can take time with corners. I think these guys are going to get thrown into the fire.
I do too.
And a little bit of sink or swim. But you know, Dan, you got to earn it.
Yes.
And
absolutely, because they got a bunch of corners in camp. But we're hearing so many good things about Arnold and Rakestra. Because the NFL, it's different now than what it was 20 years ago. I mean, you're absolutely using more corners than ever. Rakestra's going to get plenty of time even if he's not, you know, RC1 or LC1, you know?
Yeah. I'll give you one from Michigan that kind of fits into the Boss Bailey thing about size and athleticism and speed. It's just, can he figure it out as a football player? Is Amarion Walker. The wide receiver that transferred to Ole Miss and then transferred back. He has played a little corner, but again, it's everybody says just a physical freak. And when those guys play football, if you're a physical freak that can play the game, you become a great one. Physical freaks don't always translate on the football field. You got to be able to run routes. You got to be able to catch a football. You got to be able to, you know, accept contact and you know, be able to go over the middle and break tackles and not get jammed at the line of scrimmage. And, you know, you got to be able to block to even get on the field.
Yeah.
But if Amarion Walker, if it comes together, I think that guy could be an absolute stud at the University of Michigan. 248-539-9797. Aiden Childs will bring East Lansing its first Heisman Trophy.
Wow. That's high praise. Well, you're in the Big Ten. You can be a star in the Big Ten. You're a star nationwide.
Okay. I was all in on Vaki after I watched his highlight video on draft day. Glad to see he's playing well. That's from Ryan and Ipsy. And then there's this one. And this one's interesting. Can people please respect Craig Reynolds? Holy crap. Everyone awarding Vaki RB3. Craig has more than earned that spot. Relax.
I think this is a good battle. I think it's a good battle for that spot, but it looks like that Vaki offers more because of his receiving acumen, and I don't know if you think of Craig Reynolds as being a weapon when it comes to receiving game. I love what Craig Reynolds has done in the Lions uniform. He's been very dependable and reliable. He can get tough yards if he needs to. We saw the block. All right, there's a lot to like when it comes to Craig Reynolds.
What Vaki has over Craig Reynolds, though, is Vaki is Johnny Next Guy. And fans get really excited about Johnny Next Guy. And I
guys,
understand
stop
why.
It. Stop it. It's over. It's 10-8 Vaki over Reynolds. Are we kidding here? Craig Reynolds. I enjoy Craig Reynolds. Nice guy. Decent player. It's over, man. I'm sorry.
All right.
Vaki's
all
the next man in line. He's not just the next Johnny next guy. His ceiling is higher. He's already done more in a Lions uniform than Craig Reynolds has right now.
No, he hasn't.
And if you don't think the behind-the-back pass by Patrick Mahomes was the greatest pass of all time, I don't know what else to tell you.
Fair enough. I like Doug. I'm a Jack Campbell slappy, not a leg humper like Doug, though. I even have a Jack Campbell jersey. My future breakout player is Matthew Betts. I think he will dominate if he can just get a chance. He has a history of prowess in the CFL, but will be the bookend the Lions need for Hutch. Love the show. Listen every day. Philip at work. If he makes a team, I mean, if he makes a team, he's got work to do.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.